Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens, at the heart of Irish homes for over 40 years. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie. Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Ask the experts in our 17 showrooms nationwide. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
The Minister for State with responsibility for business, employment and retail, Eimear Higgins, will meet Dublin City Council today to ask it to pause its new transport plan, which would halt traffic passing through parts of the city centre. Now, the plan is due to come into effect in August. It aims to reduce through traffic in the city centre to improve air quality, speed up public transport and reduce gridlock. Well, for more on this, I'm joined by Feiljan Jose, who's Green Party councillor, and Richard Guiney, CEO of Dublin Town. You're both welcome. Thank you for joining us this morning. So, Richard, you want this plan paused. Until when and why?
I think it would be beneficial if we started the plan in the new year, early in the new year, and say, for example, the second week in January. I think there's confusion amongst the public. I think they believe that there's a total car ban, which is not what's proposed. I think there are a couple of small details that need to be worked through, things around deliveries and access for repairs, etc. And, you know, there have been quite a number of adjustments to the plan. I think there's one more that would really make it a more workable plan. So I think just in terms of the confidence building measures, I think that would be really important. And I also think a formal review, perhaps 2 months after the implementation of the plan, to see if there's any issues arising, would again be a confidence building measure for the business community, that it's not, once it's implemented, that's it, whether it's working or not. And I think all of those factors would increase confidence.
OK, well, Feiljan, a delay until January, I'm sure there are some people listening who will go, that's not unreasonable.
There's multiple different proposals here. A few people want to delay until next year. A few people want to delay until January. But we've been talking about this for a year now. The main reason that I support this, the main reason that I want to see it, is to speed up public transport. The vast majority of people who go into the city centre get there on public transport, on Dublin Bus, on Lewis, and it is at gridlock. It took me over 40 minutes to get from one canal to the other day, which is just a few kilometres of a straight line. It's not sustainable. It's not. And it has to improve, and it has to improve quickly. And the only way to do that is to restrict the number of through traffic in the city centre. This is not, you know, it's not stopping anyone from driving into any location in the city centre, but it's cutting out a lot of the through traffic there, and it will drastically improve public transport. Dublin Bus are very much in favour of it because they say the level of congestion in the city centre is affecting buses across the entire city. And we can see that. We all see that. We see it every day.
And you're saying that this measure will solve this problem in totality. Is that what you believe?
Not totality, but it would drastically improve public transport in the city centre, the predictability of bus times in the city centre, and just the overall level of congestion in the city centre that is holding up the biggest transport system that we currently have, which is Dublin Bus.
So, Richard, when you look at, you know, your fears around this and the fears of business owners, you know, people who would be nervous about coming into town because they can't drive in. But if Feiljan is right, it'll be easier to get in, it'll be easier to move around and easier to get out. Surely that's beneficial for everybody.
Look, in terms of the overall picture, reducing traffic generally actually does increase turnover and trade. So that's a given. But, you know, we need to get it right. We've been saying the same things for since September of last year around the plan. We have made good progress in the last couple of weeks. There's been good engagement the last couple of weeks. But I think there's probably a lesson in terms of how we roll out programs like this and how we communicate going forward. But I think, look, given where we are and given what the public views are and where the public confusion is, I think we, you know, just getting into resolving any of the issues that may still be there would be beneficial for everyone, and we'll have a plan that actually does work. And when we do have a review of it, that, you know, the concerns will be shown to have been acted upon. And I think that that would be a very important confidence building
measure. So your big fear is that people will go, oh, you can't drive into the city centre in or near it in a car, and that that will put people off because there has been a communication failure.
Well, what we've actually noted in our research is that a greater proportion than so 20% of the customers come drive into the city. And we're getting, you know, 25% of the public saying that the city is less accessible and that that's a consideration for them. So a higher proportion than those who drive. And I think that's a communications issue. But I do think on this one, because it's so significant and because there's so much confusion and misunderstandings out there, I think actually getting it right would be really important. And a real concern for the business community is the footfall is between 5 and 6% lower this year than last, and last year was not a bumper year for the city. So there's a huge amount of concern that if we get into the run-up to Christmas, if it doesn't go well, a lot of businesses will find it very difficult to continue trading. Mm-hmm. And that is a real anxiety that we're picking up from businesses at the moment.
Okay, so Feljan, what do you say to that point that there is confusion and misunderstanding around this plan?
Look, there's still time before it's implemented. There's still time to work with business groups that are willing to talk, like Dublin Town, and there's still time to get the messaging right. In fact, the messaging hasn't really begun in terms of, you know, the overall communication and explanation of the plans beyond consultation.
But surely that in itself is a problem. The communication should have started if this thing is going to happen in August.
Well, it's an evolving plan. You know, we're still working with groups and we're still trying to, Dublin City Council is still trying to work with groups on that. Now, the communication on the actual proposal and what people want and what people like to see started over a year ago. But in terms of, you know, overall communication in the lead up to the implementation hasn't started because it's still several weeks away, I think at least 2 months away. So there's still time to get this right. There's still time to work with groups like Dublin Town, and there's still time to talk to everyone about this.
So Richard, a couple of months ago we had Richard Shakespeare in here and I was asking him about this. He was fully behind this plan. He was talking about all the engagement he was having with the companies that this would affect. It seemed though he felt that Dublin City Council were very much on top of it and that they would welcome it.
Yeah, look, I just think we are where we are now. And look, we're not, as an organisation, we want to be constructive in this. And I think it's really important that we get it right, that we bring the public with us, that we bring the business community with us, that the, you know, issues that may arise can be better planned. We had, the pedestrianisation of Capel Street, and while there has been an increase in footfall in Capel Street, we've had some practical issues. For example, you know, we had a plumbing situation where guys had to lift plumbing equipment halfway down Capel Street to resolve an issue in somebody's toilet. They're the kind of things that can be planned out of, you know, and don't necessarily need to give rise to problems. So I do think a little bit more time to tease out some of the issues that may arise and are likely to arise would, you know, give a plan that's going to work for all.
Okay.
And I think, you know, rushing to implement it without giving it that kind of time is only going to give rise to more anxiety, I think.
But as Feljan said, we have been talking about this for a year.
Yeah, and we actually asked for the kind of workshops that we've gotten, in the last number of weeks. We asked for that last September. So I think, you know, I think there's a lesson in this in terms of, you know, how we go about major plans and changes, that we do have, you know, that kind of more, maybe, you know, before the consultation period to actually iron out some of the wrinkles that may be there. So, you know, we have had in the last number of weeks, good progress has been made. I think there's still a bit more to be done, and I'd like to see it getting it right. And we are coming into the very busy period in the city when the when activity does increase quite dramatically. So implementing major change at the time when we're when things are at their most hectic is probably not the right time. So I think if we go for the new year and at a time when it's quieter, we'll be able to assess the challenges and resolve them at a time when any downsides wouldn't be too great.
Well, Feljan, Richard Ghani says pause it until the new year, but we know that the minister, Emer Higgins, wants it paused for at least a year. Are you concerned about the political pressure coming from Fine Gael on this?
That is one minister who is not involved with Dublin City Council. We voted on this in Dublin City Council. In fact, we approved this a couple of months ago, and there was no opposition from Fine Gael, as far as I remember, of the Fine Gael councillors. So I'd be cautious of, you know, presenting this one statement by one minister as opposition or political pressure from Fine Gael. By and large, all parties in Dublin City Council want this. And
well, this is a powerful minister who is meeting Dublin City Council today to make this request.
Ultimately, the minister, the junior minister for business at the Department of Enterprise, doesn't really have any power over implementation of traffic plans in the city centre. The Minister for Transport is fully supportive, and Dublin City councillors already approved this. And like I said, you know, there's still time to talk to business groups, and there's still time to talk to everyone and get this right and get the communication right and work out any finer details.
So you're saying Eimear Higgins has no business going to Dublin City Council today to ask for this delay?
Her opinion is valid, and we can talk about that. But ultimately, we've had a year of public consultation on this, and it's very inappropriate to be coming in about 2 months before the implementation and try and halt it for a year or longer. That's not appropriate.
All right, we'll leave it there and we'll see what emerges over the course of the day. Richard Guiney, CEO of Dublin Town, and Feiljan Jose, who's a Green Party councillor, thank you both for joining us this morning on the programme.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.